This week, Governor Matt Mead told the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee that he is proposing cutting $60 million out of the current state budget, and he wants to eliminate a number of vacant government positions. He also wants to build the legislative savings account up to $3 billion, raise gas taxes by 10 cents a gallon, and he opposes expanding Medicaid services in the state. Legislators have mixed reactions about the governor's key proposals.
Overpayment, if you will, of insurance premiums of about 60.
As Governor Matt Mead spoke to the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee, he admitted that some of the cuts could be painful, but he says they were necessary because Wyoming is getting less energy revenue and the state budget has doubled over the last 10 years. A quick history lesson. At the end of the 1990s, the Wyoming legislature was facing a budget shortfall of roughly $100 million. But thanks to the coal bed methane boom and overall gas development, the state saw revenues increase dramatically, and the legislature now has a bank account of around $2 billion that's being saved for the next bust. But with all that money came a lot of spending. Appropriations Committee member Sue Wallace says lawmakers went a little over the top.
We were rolling in the dough from the energy industry, when there's money there, the inclination is to spend it.
Yeah, state government has grown over that period of time, but so has everything else. I don't think it's just a bunch of drunken sailors spending money.
That is Senator Tony Ross of Cheyenne, who will become the Senate president in January. He was in the House of Representatives during the 90s and noted that the state fell behind in basic construction and was unable to fund a number of necessary services. When the fiscal situation improved, he says some of the money went to update buildings and roads that were neglected over time. And the legislature added some programs. For instance, the state made it possible to expand developmental disability and mental health services, among other things. Speaker of the House Ed Buchanan also says the spending was justified, and he is confident that the growth has leveled off.
We did spend in a lot of places that needed appropriation. You know, we did a lot of great things over the past 10 years, and so naturally you're going to see a little bit of budget creep. But conversely, when times get a little bit leaner, we'll rein it back a little bit and live within our means like we always have.
But how far should they cut? Buchanan is not positive that proposed 6% cuts are needed. He says things can change quickly, though, so he thinks the governor's proposal is a good starting point for legislators. Incoming House Appropriations Committee Chairman Steve Harshman says it's less about cuts and more about limiting increases. But Cheyenne Democrat and the incoming House Minority Floor Leader Mary Throne says it's crazy to talk about cuts when the state has so much money in the bank. She also strongly opposes the governor's plan to build up the legislative savings account to $3 billion.
We don't need to just amass huge sums of money without discussion. No one's ever given me a white paper or any sort of analysis as to why that's necessary. We collect taxpayer money to provide necessary government services. It's sort of absurd. We're not going to need the $3 billion at once.
Throne also claims that had the legislature put income from the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund into the state's general fund, no cuts would be needed. And then there is the Medicaid expansion issue. For decades, Wyoming has looked at ways to reduce Medicaid spending. But an analysis by the State Department of Health shows that if the state expands Medicaid services, Wyoming would conservatively save $50 million. That's because the federal government would start paying for services that Wyoming currently provides. Over the years, few people have been more concerned about state spending than former Senate Appropriations Chairman John Schiffer. He told a recent hearing that the state cannot afford the $50 million it will have to spend if it doesn't take the federal money.
We're going to spend $50 million for a lesser product, an additional $50 million. Now, you wouldn't do that in business. You don't do that in your own household. But we as legislators will do it. And that doesn't make sense to me.
Cheyenne Representative Ken Escobel agrees.
I think if there's any opportunity to supplant general fund money that we're currently using in other programs with federal money, that we should not be walking away from that. We should be running to it.
One last point. The governor also suggested reallocating some of his proposed budget cuts to use on other spending. Encampment Republican Jeb Stuart says that happened when the state made 10% cuts a few years ago, and he claims that actually led to few reductions. In fact, he thinks some of that money may have been used to enhance other areas of state government. He says if you're going to reduce the budget, reduce the budget.
With these cuts, we create these false revenues that is available for appropriation that contributes, again, to that growth in government.
Needless to say, there will be a lot of discussion when the full legislature gets its hands on the proposed budget in coming weeks.